Mardi Gras is just a couple of days away, and one of the most sought-after band leaders in New Orleans right now is Deacon John Moore. Now, despite that clerical name, he's got nothing to do with the church. He has everything to do with the city's rhythmic soul. Moore is one of New Orleans' best-kept musical secrets, and as NPR's John Burnett reports, he's busy all year long.
Deacon John does it all. He plays weddings, birthdays, proms, debutante parties, carnival balls. He'll play 50s R&B, rock, jazz, gospel, soul, and disco, whatever the people want to hear. But when it's up to him, Deacon John chooses Jump Blues.
Well, now, baby, tell me how do you do? Ooh, Lord, baby, tell me how do you do? Well, I want to say, baby, I really got news for you.
John Moore formed his first dance band in 1960 and adopted the pious nickname Deacon on the suggestion of a mischievous drummer. He probably could have put together a band of Moore family members. His mother played piano, grandfather Papi was on banjo, and his brothers and sisters played guitars, drums, trombone, and viola.
Growing up, man, there was never a dull moment. I came from a family of 13. My mother was a very devout Catholic, and she said she'd have as many children as God sends, and he kept sending them. My poor papa.
Growing up in their house on Conti Street, young John would turn his crystal radio low when his brothers and sisters went to bed to hear the music that whispered to his soul and that his mother forbade.
Bo Diddley and Etta James and Bill Doggett and Big Maybell's Hound Dog and Howlin' Wolf and Del Rio, Texas with Wolfman Jack. And I would be up at night listening to all those stuff.
Brother B.B. King and the Wolfman Jack program are one of the super, super, all-time super golden records.
Part of Deacon's mythos is that he was present at the creation of the rhythm and blues that became early rock and roll. In the late 1950s, he played in the house band of the legendary Dewdrop Inn on LaSalle Street. Later, he worked as a session player in the storied French Quarter studio run by Cosimo Matassa, where he played under the tutelage of renowned producer Alan Toussaint. Deacon backed up R&B superstars Ernie Cado, Irma Thomas, Aaron and Art Neville, and Lee Dorsey.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down.
When Deacon John, who's now 73, performs around town, he always includes one of the hits from that era. Like this one by the great composer and bandleader Dave Bartholomew.
Someday, you want me like I want you, but I'll be gone with somebody new.
Over time, Deacon's group, the Ivories, has become a sort of home team for rising talents.
And a lot of them have left my band and started careers of their own, like James Booker played with me, James Rivers, the Nevilles. All of them have played with me at one time or the other. Art Neville played in my band. And all the musicians that have worked for me through the years, they've all said it was a good gig.
Deacon John also works for the musicians. 9 years ago, he became the first African-American president of the Regional Musicians Union. At a recent rehearsal inside Deacon's Shotgun House in Uptown New Orleans, the horn section is working out an arrangement for an upcoming show. The narrow room is crammed with guitar cases and sound equipment, and the players' notebooks bulge with 600 music charts. Danon Smith has been singing backup with the Ivories for 26 years. She says the band has provided the soundtrack for entire families.
Deke is so known to where he's played for the father and the mother's wedding or the grandmother's wedding, and now we're playing for their children's children's wedding, like three and four generations, you know.
So many people in this town grew up going to dances where Deacon John and the Ivories were playing.
Jason Berry is a New Orleans native, journalist, and co-author of Up from the Cradle of Jazz, New Orleans Music Since World War II.
You go to a prom when you're 16 or 17, and then you go to a college dance when you're 19 or 20. You go to a wedding reception when you're 24. You go to a concert at a place like Rock and Bowl when you're in your 30s or 40s. And when you keep seeing the same band and you have all those memories, and he's such a grand showman, you want more.
Jason Berry even asked Deacon John to sing at the funeral of his daughter, Ariel, in 2009. Moore is frequently invited to sing his singular rendition of Ave Maria at burial services in this deeply Catholic city.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Maria, gratia plena, Maria, gratia plena.
Deacon John has played at the White House and for inaugurations. He's been inducted into the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame. But you have to ask, with all the artists who broke out of the Big Easy, Fats Domino, Dr. John, the Neville Brothers, and the Rebirth Brass Band, among many others, why didn't Deacon John?
Well, yes, I always wanted to, but somehow or the other it hasn't happened yet.
John Moore has learned to laugh at himself, as well as the world, and stop worrying about the elusive fame game.
I never had a hit record, and I never been on tour, and I never played in all these foreign countries. Many of my contemporaries have, you know, and I'm just one of the guys who stayed around here and made a living playing music.
Deacon John has made a good living singing songs for half a century in the city that lives with the benign conceit that this is where all American music was born. John Burnett, NPR News.
Going back home, T98, to the land of the beautiful queens. I'm going.